So can you break down that 90,000 passenger estimate for us? Does that also include passengers coming from Skagway and taking a private ferry over, or just small cruise ships docking here in Haines?
Nope. So that's just ships docking specifically here in Haines. There are a couple of ships that aren't on that schedule that we don't have schedules for yet, but the numbers from those ships, we're looking at ships with a capacity of maybe 175 people on the high end and maybe 10 calls. So, you know, that number of the 90,000 is, it's not going to vary too much if that schedule happens, even if we get some additional small ships. But Skagway is expecting to see 1.2 million passengers, which would be a pretty significant increase for them. And of course, as you mentioned, the Haines Skagway Fast Ferry brings a lot of people over. And so for a kind of expectation for that, traditionally, we've seen about 5% of Skagway's capacity has come over to Haines on the Fast Ferry. So 1.2 million would be another 60,000 people or so.
Mm-hmm. And so for Haines to meet that level of demand and those kinds of crowds, it's going to be a bit of a task. What are some challenges or, I guess, ways that Haines may need to prepare for that?
It's a great question. And unfortunately, I know it's shocking to most people, but I don't have all the answers. but some things that I kind of think about and kind of echo to people when I talk to them is, it's really trying to think outside the box in terms of backup plans in terms of staffing, backup plans in terms of ordering supplies, those kinds of things. I'm cautiously optimistic that we are going to see those numbers because it certainly would be nice to have the business and everything. Obviously, though, if I was a business owner, it would be hard to plan for those numbers because, as we said, there's still a lot of unknowns that could certainly impact and drop that number back. So if you're a business owner and you're planning for this upcoming season and you're saying, well, you know, in Haines, we're expecting these big numbers, but I'm going to plan for maybe the same as 2019 or maybe even scale back a little bit from there, you know, due to whatever constraints you have as a owner financially or time or whatever else. Certainly do that, but also kind of think outside the box.
And what is the discussion around health and the outlook for the COVID pandemic this summer? I mean, there may be another variant that will have to be mitigated. So what is the discussion like around kind of bringing in all those people, but also making sure that both visitors and Haines residents stay healthy?
Well, there's certainly the standard messages of the washing hands and social distancing when possible and wearing a mask and all that. Other than that, the thing to keep in mind is the cruise ships in particular have a lot of requirements in terms of their guests and their staff. So in terms of cruise passengers, we know that a lot of them will be vaccinated and or tested, you know, prior to boarding the ships. And as far as the independent travelers, you know, it's going to depend on what the requirements are from those vessels. So AMHS, of course, is still requiring masks on board, but there's no testing requirement. But the rest of it is reminding people to do what they have been told to do for the last 2 years. So stay safe and distance if you can, and wear a mask when you feel you need to.
All right. Remains to be seen. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.